I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, can you find any or a few lakes that might be giving up a little fish? It seems like things have been slow all over.
Yeah, you know, the last report or two I got, they weren't good. But I think it's still the same old game. You know, if you keep trying, you go three times, four times, one of those times is actually going to be pretty good. And if I were fishing around our region, at least up on the north end, I would still try Whitewood. Last report I got off of there in Thompson last Friday, a guy who usually has some pretty good success, kind of struck out. But I think there's still fish to be caught out there, and it seems like once every 2 days or something, you know, if you keep moving, you find them, and they're nice. The walleyes are big, and the perch are nice too. I would also try the Oakwood, East and West Oakwood. Last time we were up there, we saw people on both lakes, they were pretty good groups, and I think they've been getting some perch and an occasional walleye off of those. Last report I heard, there was some activity on West Highway 81. That lake might be a little tough to get around on, but it might be worth a try there. And then I did get a report of some crappies being caught on Lake Sinai. So, and that's typically an evening or a night bite, but they were getting them out deep. So that might be worth a try up in this end of the region. Further down in the region, sounds like Madison Lakes have been slow. Closer to Sioux Falls, as of a week or so ago, they were fishing Lost Lake south of Humboldt. We had stocked that with perch, and they were picking up a few nice 10 to 12 inch perch each day. So that might be worth a try. And then I did hear a report a little while back, if you're down in that Sioux Falls area, Lake Alvin down there, and I don't think you would have to deal with as much snow, and you can probably just walk out onto the ice, was yielding some crappies. And we know from our surveys this last year that those crappies are nicer than usual. There's a lot of, say, 8, 9, up to 11, even 12-inch fish occasionally. So that one might be worth a try.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist working out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices at Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And fishing, we had a little bit of weather involved, but I don't think fishing was that hot in many places anyway, was it?
No, the reports I'm hearing, it was pretty slow, and I think our pressure was down over the weekend simply because of all the snow, and those that did get out, especially on Sunday, had a difficult time getting off lake, so it definitely was a slower bite for us.
Well, Brian, you live in Watertown, work in Webster. Does it look like you've had more snow up there in the last month in Day County?
I would say it's pretty similar. I would say both places we've had about the same amount. You know, we went most of the winter without a whole lot of snow, and now we got a fair amount on the ground. I think it'll probably disappear pretty quickly, but you never know. Hopefully, get some more. We definitely need some runoff this spring.
Usually some sloughs or different lakes that are legal to access and fish pop up in Day County for perch or walleyes. Have there been any of those this winter?
No, not that I'm hearing. You know, there's that North Hazelden was the one, and there's still some people fishing that, but a good chunk of that's closed down now. But other than that, there's not much activity other than the main lake being Bitter and Waw Bay. Those are most people are fishing.
And Opitz, has that been a little slow?
Yeah, you know, I've heard one time a decent report off there one day, and then the next day it was a slow bite. And other than that, it's been, I mean, I just haven't heard of anybody really doing well on that lake.
Minnewasta was going on and off a couple times this winter. No fish bite that you know of recently?
No, and I would imagine that's going to be a tough one to get into now. With all the snow, that road gets, you know, usually blows in pretty good, and I assume it's going to be tough to get into until we melt some snow.
Well, how about fishermen on Bitter and Wabe then the past week?
Wabe's been slow. I think at times there's been a few fish caught. Bitter's probably been your better bite, and that's primarily for walleyes as well. Starting to hear about a few northern pike being caught in some shallower water areas, but the walleye continue to be a fairly good bite. I think it's mainly an evening and night bite, but they're still catching a few walleyes and, you know, an occasional perch mixed in.
Is that on the main Bitter Lake or the Goose Lake part of it?
I think the main Bitter Lake is where a lot of people have been fishing. They've been still deep water, and I would expect that's going to shift now here. We'll start seeing some people start trying some shallower water areas.
I'm talking to a guy about salmon. Do you know what stage that's in this year? Will there be enough eggs? Will the GF&P have to borrow some from elsewhere?
Last fall, we did get some eggs from North Dakota. I guess we don't know. We won't know till next fall when they start to spawn, whether we'll be able to, fill our needs or not at that time. But luckily, we work pretty closely with the surrounding states, both North Dakota as well as Montana, and we can hopefully keep, that salmon population as well as that fishery going.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks office. Thank you. Now we travel down to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer, and the main lake Ponset, maybe Albert, and then a few west ponds or lakes. Anything happening with perch or walleyes?
On Ponset, definitely still seeing plenty of vehicles out there in the evenings trying to chase the walleye. The walleye bite continues to be pretty good for the average 14.5-inch walleye. The perch bite is still really slow. I haven't seen a ton of fish coming out of Ponset for the perch. Albert still continues to be really slow. I really haven't seen a whole lot of people even try it lately. I know there's plenty of fish out there that just guy has to go out there and try and find them. Some of the western lakes, Three Buck and Clear Lake up by Thomas, still really slow. Clear Lake has had a few people still out there in those permanent shacks, a bunch of locals trying it. A lot of small walleyes, nothing spectacular. Was out on Goose the other day and saw some nice perch coming out, and then through the grapevine I heard some nice walleye coming out in the evenings as well over there. So,
well, at least there's a few guys getting out. You have to be persistent, and you can't blame it all the time on bad weather or barometer. You just got to keep on trying different parts of the lake where you're at.
Yeah. One of the top parts right now, with all that snow we got, it's made travel on the ice a lot more difficult than it was a couple of weeks ago. I know, guys, if you're planning on going out, make sure you got four-wheel drive, maybe a tow strap. I have heard of quite a few vehicles getting stuck on some old snow drifts out on Ponson. So just be kind of cautious when you're out driving on there, too. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Don Fiersted here with some additional outdoor information. The Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Fishing Program will be held again this year. Each team consists of one angler and two young anglers, 17 and under. It'll be from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Each youth explores the water with an experienced angler in search of the right combination of five walleyes needed to take first place. Every young angler leaves with a prize and congratulates them and a brand new Lund 12-foot boat and four-horse Mercury engine and trailer will be the main prize. It's $125 to get in. And you can get more information at Whelan Marine on Lake Ponset. Then coming up this Saturday, the North American Ice Fishing Circuit will be at Bitter Lake from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., $200 entry fee. And locals, teams can still get in that. And they're doing on Saturday a free kids ice camp from 1 to 3 at the Redland Art Center. And a free ice fishing rod for each child. and it has been stocked with fish, and then they'll go out and fish at the Redland Center. Now, if you want to get in this tournament or more information, you can call 320-229-0106. That's 320-229-0106, or go to naifc.com. naifc.com. And also, it's a Worm Moon Hike. What's that? Well, it's at Oakwood State Park, March 3rd, and they're starting at 7 o'clock, and there is no full moon in March, and it is known as the Worm Moon. Since February doesn't have that full moon, this is going to be a hike to celebrate that, and it'll be 1 mile in length, and that's at Oakwood State Park. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we travel up to Grant County, and we're talking to Jamie Peck, Elder Conservation Officer. And out your back door there, Big Stone Lake, fish still biting?
You know, it's been a little bit tough. Perch bite is sporadic at best. I haven't seen any real good catches in the last week or so. It's been pretty tough.
And then, of course, the walleye season ended.
Yeah, the walleye, northern pike, largemouth, smallmouth bass, that all ended midnight on February 28th, so that's done now.
The perch people, I mean, the pressure, is it still in the mid-lake moving north, or is it people down the south end trying?
Well, as of late, it seems like there's a few more people down south, but it seems like the bigger group is from that mid-lake area up north.
Have you been down to Dual County or any information on lakes down there?
Oh, looking at like Lake Alice, there hasn't been much activity there. Round, Bullhead, School, about the only lake out of those three that are seeing any pressure would be Bullhead. And they're picking up some small walleye right towards dark. And they're in that 12 to maybe 14-inch range. And otherwise, haven't really heard anything farther south in Dual County.
And I imagine, did you get much of this snow, too? Were getting around on the lakes a little difficult for a while?
Yeah, we got, I suppose, a combined total of about 8 inches between the two snowfalls. But then the wind kind of picked up and blew a little bit, making some of the access areas on the lakes kind of tough. But otherwise, once you're on the lake, it's not bad getting around.
Well, Jamie Peck, Elder Conservation Officer out of Grant County, thank you. Well, now we head down to Lincoln, Nebraska, the Game and Parks offices, and Mark Vertiska. And Mark, you were just down, in Kansas, made your way down there and back. How's the migration going, and are there birds, any numbers moving into Nebraska?
Yeah, Don, we were down in Kansas doing the wing bee, and we noticed that you killed a decent number of geese while we were there, by the way. And we got some of your wings and tail feathers to look at.
That's kind of a small world, isn't it?
Yeah. And it was pretty warm in Kansas last weekend, but even despite that, we actually had snow geese moving into Nebraska before the warm-up, probably about a week ago, already moving in big numbers. And I'm assuming those birds are coming out of Kansas, which isn't all that far away. And so right now, I think we're building up into, I'd say probably at least a million snow geese already.
Wow.
Here in Nebraska.
That happened in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah, they pushed the snow line big time. Again, they're just coming from Kansas, not all that far away. Really, for a snow goose, a couple-hour flight or, half-day flight. So they pushed the snow line, and then we've been warm here the last few days. And coming back from Kansas kind of late one night, I just noticed skeins of snow geese moving east to west. They're coming up the Missouri River and then take a left and head out to the basin. So we got a pretty decent number of geese, and from the sounds of it, we'll keep them. Given you guys sound like you've got a lot of snow and cold. So,
Well, Mark, that rainwater basin is just really fundamentally so important to millions of waterfowl and other birds. What has the fall rains or the winter snows, has it helped out? What's happening there with water?
Well, that's what's kind of odd about it in some ways. Those birds are moving up, and those basins hadn't even really thawed at this point. Most of them actually that came into Nebraska were around the town of Kearney, which is the kind of real central part of the state, and basically kind of set up shop right on the, along the Platte River and Sandpit Lakes and stuff along the Platte River. So at this point, you know, the basins were froze. I think they're open now. And we probably have some decent water out there. I have yet to, I'm probably going out there tomorrow to take a look around and see what we got. But we've had some snow, and it froze. And so that usually tends to put some water in there. But we had a pretty dry fall last fall through most of it. So I don't think water conditions are going to be fantastic, but I've probably seen worse.
Well, Mark Vertiska from the Nebraska Game and Parks, thanks for the good info, and we'll try to run you down next week and see what's going on then.
Okay. Thanks, Don.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.